We'll start with Class 1. Herculaneum had two wrestlers qualify to the state meet after day one action. They sit 7th place as a team. At 120 pounds, James Todaro for Herculaneum, a first round victory by pin. He'll move on to day two into the winner's bracket. Cole White, a senior at 152 pounds for Herculaneum, lost in the first round by fall at 431 and lost by fall in the first round of WrestleBacks. Cole White has been eliminated. There is just one wrestler left for Herculaneum. For Valley Catholic, one wrestler qualified. They sit 35th as a team, all thanks to the junior, Cody Stoll, at 120 pounds. Stoll started off his run to the state championship with a win in the first round by pin at 346. For Class 2, St. Genevieve qualified 10 wrestlers as a team. They sit 12th overall. At 106 pounds, Nathan Geisner lost in the first round 7-2 decision. He bounced back with a first round wrestleback victory 4-3 to move on to day two. Wes Dickens, the senior at 120 pounds, a first round decision victory to move on to the winner's bracket in day two. For Grant Staffen at 126 pounds, he lost by fall in the first round, also lost by fall in the opening round of wrestleback. Grant Staffen has been eliminated. Wade Dickens, the senior at 132, lost a first round decision 9-6 and then lost by fall at 406 in the first round of WrestleBacks. Wade Dickens has been eliminated. Jared Humboldt, a sophomore at 138 for St. Genevieve, lost by first round fall. But he bounced back with a 7-6 victory in the opening round of WrestleBacks to move on to day two. Austin Brewer, the senior at 152, a first round victory by pin at 106. Wyatt Hahn, the 170-pound senior, a first round loss by DQ and then had to forfeit in WrestleBacks. Wyatt Hahn has been eliminated. For Wade Hahn, the sophomore at 182, he opened up his run to the state title with a victory over Colton Bristol, 13-7 in the opening round. Gabe Harmon, the 220-pound senior, a first-round decision victory, 7-2 over Trey Pritchett. For K-Jet, the senior at 285, a first-round loss by fall. He lost in the first round of WrestleBacks at 211. He was pinned. K-Jet has been eliminated. Dragons coach Jerry Bunnell says his remaining wrestlers have to wake up after a disappointing first day.
I don't think there's really anything we can do to get them in the right mindset. You got to be ready to go when you get up here. And if you're not, then, you know, that's kind of stuff that's going to happen. You're going to lose your first two matches or you're going to lose, you know, go 1-2. There's not a whole lot we can do. You just got to kind of be ready to go when you get up here. We put them in the position to wrestle a tough schedule all year long. So I'm really confused on why we're being so cautious at the state tournament.
The Dragons move on to day two with 6 of their 10 wrestlers still competing. On to Potosi, where 5 wrestlers qualified for the state meet. The Trojans sit 29th as a team. Noah Juliet, the 106-pound freshman, lost in the opening round by pin. He lost to Joel Barrientos. He bounced back in the first round of WrestleBacks with a 10-3 decision. Noah Juliet moves on to day two. Jacob Lands, the freshman at 113, lost in the opening round. He was pinned at 113, also lost by fall in the opening round of WrestleBacks. Jacob Lands has been eliminated. James Bone, the senior at 138, beat Brandon Carbray 5-1 in the opening round. J.D. Vick, the 145-pound sophomore for the Trojans, lost by Tech fall in the opening round and was pinned in the first round of WrestleBacks. J.D. Vick has been eliminated. Ben Turnbull, the sophomore at 170 for Potosi, a major decision victory in the first round. He'll move on to day two in the winner's bracket. Potosi moves to day two with 3 of their 5 wrestlers. For Central, they qualified 3 wrestlers and sit 37th as a team. Jonathan Goheen, a senior at 138, lost a 7-6 decision in the opening round, but bounced back with a major decision in the first round of WrestleBacks to move to day two. Dustin Saunders, a 182-pound senior, lost by fall in the first round and bounced back with a 7-4 decision in the first round of WrestleBacks. Sean Mahoney, a 195-pound senior, losing by fall at 46 seconds in the first round. He lost by major decision in the first round of WrestleBacks 13-0. Sean Mahoney has been eliminated. Central goes to day two with 2 of 3 wrestlers still in competition. For Class 3, we start with Farmington, who qualified 10 wrestlers as a team. The Knights sit 4th overall, 15 points back of the top spot. Jacob Euler at 106 pounds, winning in the first round 8-5 to move to day two. Brad Harmon at 113, a major decision victory 15-5 in the opening round. Ian Asher at 120 pounds, lost by sudden victory, 6-4 in the first round, but bounced back with a 7-5 sudden victory in the first round of WrestleBacks. Dylan Allen at 138, a 10-5 decision in the opening round. Cameron Haynes at 145, lost by decision 5-3 in the opening round to James Bishop of Warrington, but Haynes bounced back with a sudden victory 4-2 in the first round of WrestleBacks to move on to the second day. William Siebert at 152, a win by fall at 131 in the opening round. Colin Hewitt at 170, a pin at 342 in the first round to move on to the second day. Aaron Wilson at 182, lost by decision in the first round and also a decision loss in the first round of WrestleBacks. Aaron Wilson has been eliminated. Jared Nicholson at 220, a 3-1 decision victory in the opening round. And Devin Savage, a victory in the opening round at 285, 5-0 over Jordan Williams of Oak Park. 9 out of 10 wrestlers for Farmington move on to day 2. For the DeSoto Dragons, qualifying 6 wrestlers as a team, they sit 14th overall. Michael Witt at 113, lost by fall in the first round and lost by major decision in the opening round of WrestleBacks. Michael Witt has been eliminated. Trey Adams at 132, a major decision victory in the opening round. Logan Zimmerman at 138, won by sudden victory in the opening round. Michael Fodge at 152, won in the opening round by decision 8-7 to move on to the second day. Michael Manning at 160, lost in the opening round, but bounced back with a 4-2 decision in the first round of WrestleBacks. For Kyle Williamson at 220, lost by major decision 12-2 in the opening round, but a pin in 50 seconds in the first round of WrestleBacks to move to day 2. 5 out of 6 wrestlers advanced to day 2 for DeSoto. We move on to Hillsboro. They qualified 5 as a team, sit 30th overall. Nick Short, 106-pounder, a first-round decision to move on to the second day. Dylan Owens at 120, a first-round decision, 4-2 to advance in the winner's bracket. Jordan Sanders at 126, lost by fall in the opening round, and bounced back with an 8-6 decision in the first round of WrestleBacks. Quentin Smith at 145, a decision loss in the opening round, and lost by major decision in the first round of WrestleBacks. Quentin Smith has been eliminated. Tristan Meter at 160, a decision loss in the opening round, but came back with a 5-0 decision victory in the first round of WrestleBacks. 4 out of 5 Hillsboro Hawks move to day 2. For the Windsor Owls, sending 4 wrestlers to the state meet, tied at 14th as a team. Drew Kinder at 106, lost by fall in the opening round, and was pinned at 48 seconds in the first round of WrestleBacks. Drew Kinder is eliminated. Dirk Tucker at 132, a first-round victory. Jacob Warren at 145, a first-round victory. And Ryan Yarnell at 170, won by major decision in the first round. 3 of 4 Windsor Owls move to day 2. For the Festus Tigers, they qualified 3 as a team. They sit 27th overall after day 1. Tyler Henson at 138, won by fall in the opening round. Ethan Keller at 170, lost by fall in round 1. He was eliminated after losing by fall in the first round of WrestleBacks. Tyler Sexton at 195, lost by fall in the opening round, but a pin at 256 in the second round. He'll move on to day 2. 2 out of 3 wrestlers move on for Festus. That brings us to Class 4, Seckman. 6 wrestlers qualifying. They sit 12th overall as a team. Kai Orion at 106, a pin in the first round. Cameron Fusco at 113, a first-round pin as well. Zach Durbin at 126, won by Tech Fall in the first round at 4-32. Jacob Hunter at 160, an 11-9 decision in the opening round. Caden Crace at 195, he lost by fall in round 1 and was also pinned in the opening round of WrestleBacks. Caden Crace has been eliminated. For Jacob Vogel at 285, he was pinned in the first round and lost by decision in the opening round of WrestleBacks. Jacob Vogel has been eliminated. 4 out of the 6 Seckman wrestlers move on to the second day. For Northwest, 17th as a team, 6 wrestlers in competition on day 1. Jacob Murley at 126, lost by fall in the opening round, bounced back with a 4-3 decision in WrestleBacks. Cody Dunnigan, 132, a Tech Fall loss in the first round, but a 6-4 decision in the first round of WrestleBacks. Tyler Stiegel, 138, a pin at 147 in round 1. Dakota Thievel at 145, lost by DQ in the first round and was pinned in the opening round of WrestleBacks. Thievel has been eliminated. Ben Stallman at 152, a decision victory in round 1, and Caleb Camacho, a decision victory at 160. 5 out of 6 wrestlers for Northwest move to day 2. Fox sent 2 wrestlers. They sit at the bottom of the field as a team. Dylan Looney at 106 lost a decision in round 1, and then lost a 1-0 decision in the opening round of WrestleBacks. He is eliminated. Joseph Johnson at 285 was pinned in the opening round, and was pinned at 132 in the first round of WrestleBacks. Joseph Johnson and Fox has been eliminated. That's your day one recap for the state wrestling meet. Stay with Regional Radio. We'll keep you updated and informed until champions are crowned on Saturday. And for Regional Radio Sports, I'm Greg Armbruster.